Call Back the Past.
Sally, the song I've sung, oh, how many thousands of times? A million, I should think. It's a song everyone expects me to sing, even now. It was brought to me when I was appearing at the Metropolitan Music Hall in London, in vaudeville, by Bill Haynes, an old friend of mine. A real cockney he was. Well, as it happened, he brought me Sally just before I made my first film. Bill Haynes, he knocked at my dressing room door and came in and sang this new song. There wasn't a piano in the room, and he sang it in a voice that was anything but musical. I said, Bill, who told you the film I'm going to do is going to be called Sally? He said, Gracie, honor bright, I don't know a thing about it. It's pure coincidence. I tell you, this is a miracle, Gracie. It's a miracle. Well, I guess it was, sort of. And it's rather wonderful to think that his Sally is still so popular. And I've had to sing it ever since, wherever I've been.
The skies were blue when I met you, Sally. You were my gal, my little pal, so true. You came along, made life a song, Sally. If I lost you, I wonder what I'd do. Sally, Sally, don't ever...
Gracie Fields singing Sally, a great song hit of 1931. Worldwide depression had settled in by 1931. The financial crisis in Britain caused the cabinet split and the resignation of the Labour government. Ramsay MacDonald formed a national government, an action which got him expelled from the Labour Party, and immediately set about putting into practice the stern measures needed to pull Britain out of the economic mess.
They saw a big deficit in prospect. They said that we have been borrowing for current expenditure. They fear that we are living beyond our means and may continue to do so, and that we are no longer exporting enough to pay for our necessary and very large imports of food and raw materials.
The bankruptcy of the German Danat Bank led to the closure of all German banks in 1931. In America, some 2,300 banks were closed, and President Hoover called for a moratorium on all reparation and war debts. In spite of depression, the entertainment business was doing well. And in 1931, Brunswick Records pulled off a coup when they succeeded in getting Bing Crosby to appear on their label. Here is a 1931 recording of Bing with the Mills Brothers.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me. Dinah, got those Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? 'Cause my Dinah might change your mind about me. Oh, Dinah, should you wander to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know her, show to me. Dinah, where the Dixie eyes blazing, I would love sitting gazing to the eyes of Dinah Lee. My Dinah, every night, why should I shake with fright? Because my Dinah might change her mind about me. Dinah, if you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah.
Every night, why do I shake with pride, 'cause my dynamite changed your mind about me.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Said it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Snag it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Oh, tell it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Dinah, wandered to China, state of Carolina. Chris Ann, you know where I would like to have you. Show her to me, Dinah. Got those Dixie eyes blazing. I want to sit and gaze into the eyes of Dinah Lee. Oh, Dinah, should you wander to China, would give me an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
The Statute of Westminster in 1931 saw all British dominions become sovereign states under the British Crown. The Union of South Africa was given full freedom of legislation, and Pretoria was proclaimed a city. The worldwide downward economic trend, of course, affected South Africa as well, but General Herzog's government elected not to follow the British lead in abandoning the gold standard. Leader of the opposition in 1931 was, of course, General Smuts, who in that year recorded his views on the scientific world.
We seem to have passed beyond the definitely physical world into a twilight where pro-physics and metaphysics meet, where space-time does not exist, and where strictly causal law in the old sense does not apply. From this uncertain, nebulous underworld, there seems to crystallize out, or literally to materialize, the macroscopic world, which is the proper place of sensuous observation and of natural law.
Sensation of the literary world of 1931 was an incident in which American author Theodore Dreiser twice slapped Sinclair Lewis in the face at a banquet in honor of a visiting Russian author, Boris Pilniak. Dreiser's book Dawn was published that year, and it was joined on the bestseller lists by William Faulkner's Sanctuary, Backstreet by Fanny Hurst, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Pearl Buck titled The Good Earth. Plays of the year included Eugene O'Neill's Morning Becomes Electra. Alec Guinness and Edith Evans discussed the British contributions of 1931.
In 1931, the Malden Festival produced another important play, The Barracks of Wimpole Street by Rudolf Cessier. In that play, Scott Sunderland and Gwen Franken-Davis played the Brownings, and Cedric Hardwick gave one of the finest performances of his career as Barrett.
But don't forget the dramatists, Alec. They began to crowd into the theatre once. James Bridie, John Drinkwater, Dennis Johnson, the author of The Moon in the Yellow Water, Moon, Edgar Wallace, Emily Williams, Charles Morgan, whose flashing screen shows that he could write a play as brilliantly as another. J.B. Priestley, whose dynamic energy was people on the stage with an extraordinary variety of characters.
Musicals in 1931 included George Kaufman and the Gershwin Brothers' Of Thee I Sing, which became the only musical to receive a Pulitzer Prize. There was also The Cat and the Fiddle and The Bandwagon, in which Mary Martin sang this song.
Dancing in the dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark, and it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here.
The Japanese invasion of Manchuria and revolution in Spain were two of the banner headlines in 1931, a year which also saw an attempted assassination of Italy's Benito Mussolini. The great inventor Thomas Alva Edison died in 1931, the year in which Jacob Schick invented the electric razor, Paul Kara isolated vitamin A, and ICI produced petrol from coal. Transparent mesh stockings were in the fashion, contract bridge was the popular card game, and this song, Top of the Pops.
Martha, rambling rose of the wild Martha, with your fragrance divine. Martha, when I look for your love light, I awake with a sigh, and I find you are gone. All in vain I've been dreaming of light that's beaming. In my dreams I caress you, in my arms fondly pressed you. Now my hoping is ended, it was never intended. You were just coquetting, I'd be forgetting, but you are not letting me give. Martha, rambling rose of the wildwood.
Arthur Tracy, the street singer, in 1931. The air also saw the Springbok rugby team under the captaincy of Benny Osler sail for Britain, where they won all their tests. Cricket was not as kind to the box, though, as they lost all four tests against Australia. A year in which Clark Gable made his debut in a movie with Barbara Stanwyck. It was called Night Nurse.
Listen, you'll do what I tell you.
What are you trying to do, what he did?
No, but you're not going to call a doctor. You're a nurse, you give her the wash yourself.
I can't accept under doctor's orders.
Ah, yes, you can. And what's more, you will.
I can't very well with a broken wrist. Operator, get me a doctor, quick!
Get him out or I'll break your neck.
What right have you to?
And there was also John Barrymore in Svengali.
Svengali will go to London himself, where he will be all alone on the platform. And princesses, and countesses, and serene highnesses will fling him their jewels and applaud him and invite him to their...
Other movies of 1931, the first Charlie Chan adventure with Warner Oland, Disney's first color film, Trees and Flowers, Charles Chaplin in City Lights, Janet Gaynor in Daddy Long Legs, and Boris Karloff in Frankenstein. And there was the voice of James Stewart, not as a film actor yet in 1931, but as a singer.
Day after day I go around, smiling from ear to ear. Sorrow has turned to laughter, because you are near. Time after time I burst into song, melody fills the air. I'll never stop hereafter, life will be free from care. Just as evening follows afternoon, I follow you round.
James Stewart singing in 1931. The voice of Marlene Dietrich in 1931. The year saw the 20 millionth vehicle driven off the assembly line by Henry Ford and his son Edsel to be parked in the Dearborn Museum next to car number one, made in 1893. And at the time that the world's then tallest building, the 102-story Empire Building, was being opened, Winston Churchill paid a visit to New York.
It is that 31 years since I last landed here. And then, as now, I was coming here to lecture to the American people. I've learned a lot in these 31 years. Many things have happened to the world and to both our countries. But one thing that has lasted and grown throughout that long period has been the goodwill and good understanding.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.